It's time for Let's Chat with Rustech, a podcast dedicated to helping entrepreneurs just like you. When starting out, entrepreneurs often feel they need to go it alone, and I'm here to tell you that's just not the case. Entrepreneurs have a lot of questions, and this podcast will give you the answers. My name is Nick Russell, and this is Let's Chat with Rustech. Hey, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of Let's Chat with Rustech. My name is Nick Russell, and today I want to talk to you about funnels. Actually, for the next little bit, I want to talk to you about funnels because there's so much to talk about, and I would really want to do a deep dive into that subject. But before we really get into today's podcast, I want to talk about when I first found out about Russell and ClickFunnels. Now, back in 2017, when I first started Rustech Media, I had no idea what a funnel was. If you asked me what a funnel was, I thought it was one of those little plastic white things. If you're putting spices from the bag of spices into the jar, I thought that's what a funnel was. I wasn't wrong, but I didn't realize you can actually use that online and for your business. Now, when I first met Russell, it was the Funnel Hacking Live for 2017. Now, I had no idea what that was. I had a few friends that were in Social Media United that I was a part of, and a few of them were going to the event. And I just assumed it was another networking event just in the States, and I didn't realize how big it was. Well, while they were there, they were live streaming. ClickFunnels themselves was live streaming. And I really got to see snippets of the beginning of some of the presentations. They didn't live stream them all, obviously. But I got to see a snippet of what ClickFunnels and Russell Brunson was all about. The energy that he had and the stories that he was telling and how he presented funnels and how they actually worked was just mind-blowing. It was game-changing for me. And it was shortly after that that I saw one of the ads for the Dotcom Secrets book. Now, the Dotcom Secrets book, I've talked about 1,000 times, and it's probably one of the best in his trilogy. Now, this was before the trilogy. He only had, I don't even think Expert was out. If not, Expert was just coming out around then. But I thought, okay, Russell is energetic. He's one of the smartest and best marketers out there. I could definitely learn from him and really start to grow. So I went through, I didn't realize it was a funnel at the time. I went to his website and away I went. So clicked on the funnel, quote unquote, filled the form out. It was a free book. I just had to pay for shipping. At the time, I think it was, the book was $7, or the shipping was $7 US. So 12, 13, 14 bucks, whatever that worked out to when everything was said and done, but ordered the book. Now it went to the next upsell, but I didn't think anything of it at the time. I closed it out. I got my book. I was going to learn. Perfect. Now, fortunately, that book sat on my bookshelf that at the time had very little books. Basically, my bookshelf had comics, and that was it. I was never a big reader at all. I hated reading, and I hated learning in high school. And even when I got to college, I hated it. It wasn't for me. As time went on, okay, I'm going to pick up this book. I've got to learn. I've got to expand my knowledge. Picked up Dotcom Secrets, read a little bit and kind of got bored. I don't know if it was ADHD or whatever it was, just couldn't stay focused. Some more time went on and I ended up finding out that there was an audiobook version on Audible. Bought Audible, started listening to the book while I had the book in my hand reading it. Mind blown. It was the same content, just packaged a different way. And I was all in on that. So from there, I've read dozens and dozens, and dozens of books because now I listen to the audio version while I'm reading it. But with Traffic Secret, that kind of changed the game for me. I realized, and after I went through the next funnel, when he wrote Traffic Secrets, and I actually saw that he sold the .com secrets book, or well, the Traffic Secrets book, then the upsell is an audio version of it. Then there's a course based on the entire book. Then there's, I forget what else he has in the funnel. Ultimately, in the funnels now, he has the box set because he's redone the funnels and he's redone each book, adding more knowledge into them. But he takes the same framework and he's packaged it in different ways to help a different audience consume the same value and the same framework and same knowledge. So that kind of changed the game for me. I was 100% sold on ClickFunnels. I got into ClickFunnels. I have a few funnels out right now, and how well they work is just mind-blowing. But before you start building funnels, there's a few things you have to know before you start building them and getting into them. The first thing you have to know is what the temperature of your traffic is. You're not going to make a funnel, or you're going to make a funnel, but you're not going to market it to a cold audience and then use that same messaging to a hot audience or a warm audience. Now, the difference is a cold audience has no idea who you are or what you're selling. A warm audience kind of has an idea of who you are. You haven't really proven yourself to them yet. So you need a little bit of extra work, but not as much as a hot audience. A hot audience knows who you are, loves the content you put out, loves everything that you do, and will be a raving fan. They're going to be a consistent buyer for them. So your messaging has to be different. That's the first thing you have to know. Okay, now that you have a funnel, now that you know what your audience wants and how you want to serve them, you have to know the temperature of the traffic first. Now, that kind of ties into the next step. You have to set up the pre-frame for your funnel. So that kind of ties into exactly what I was just saying. You're going to have a message for your cold audience. You're going to have a message for your warm audience. And you're going to have a message for your hot audience. You're pre-framing your offer for each different audience that's out there. You're not going to have the same messaging for a hot audience as you are a cold audience. It could be something really quick, simple. Here, I have this offer, and they'll buy up if it's the hot audience. If you say that to a cold audience, they're just going to keep scrolling past. You have to really work on your messaging and proving yourself to this cold audience so they know exactly who you are and what you have to offer. And then you can build that relationship after. Now, this is where the real fun stuff comes in, because now that you have the funnel, that is, you're taking your audience up that value ladder, right? So first you're going to have a whole handful of people that are going to take you up on your free offer, whatever the case may be. It could be my 30 days of content. It could be my guide to social media image sizes. It could be I'm offering a free funnel right now. I will build you a free funnel. That's a free offer. A lot of people are going to jump in on that, take that and leave. Some will kind of go up that value ladder and continually love what you're doing and buy each step up your value ladder. So you have to see, okay, how high are they going to go up that ladder? So you want to qualify your subscribers first. Okay. Now you want to qualify the buyers, and exactly what I said, I kind of got ahead of myself. They may take that free offer and just the upsell. They may take the upsell, may take another upsell, downsell, your one-time offer. You have to see who it is that you're selling to, and you have to start qualifying those buyers now. Who are going to become your raving fans, right? And that's where the next step is, your hyperactive buyers. Who are they? That's kind of who you want to start targeting and marketing more. This is who your target audience is. This is your dream 100. These are the hyperactive buyers that love the content you're putting out and they want more. Now, the next step is building that relationship. Now, this will tie into what we're going to talk about next week. We're going to talk about follow-up funnels, and we're going to talk about email sequences, the follow funnel, and how to build a relationship with that audience. But you want to start building that relationship, which takes us into the next step, is you want to take them offline and start selling to them. You want to build that relationship where you can start selling your high-end products, your high-ticket services offline. It could be a quick phone call, quick email conversation now that you have with these people that you can automatically sell them your high-ticket offers instead of sending them through another funnel. So those are the seven steps, right? You have to know the temperature of the traffic. You want to pre-frame. You want to set up that pre-frame. You want to qualify your subscribers, and you want to qualify your buyers. Then you want to identify your hyperactive buyers. Then you want to kind of ascend that relationship. You want to build that relationship, and then you want to take them offline. You want to take that relationship past the funnel. So those are the seven steps, seven stages, seven phases of a funnel. As you're designing it, as you're building out your offer, your funnel, those are the things that you have to consider. Now, one of the things that I want to help you out with is I want to help you out with the actual funnel itself. Right now, what we're doing is I'm going to offer you your first funnel for free. And on top of that, I'm going to give you 14 days of ClickFunnels, the funnel building software, free. So 14 days of ClickFunnels for free and a free funnel. That's going to get you started right away. And you're going to see how the funnel's designed, how it works. And then you can model that and can keep on going. So you can start using all of this to better market your business. So hopefully you got enough value out of that. Hopefully you see the benefits to a funnel and how, just kind of how they're built and kind of how to market to an audience and the steps you need to do that. So with all of that said, I can't wait to continue the conversation and really dive into this in the next couple of weeks. So hopefully you got a lot of this, like I said, and I can't wait to chat with you again next week. Hey everybody, hold up one second. Now, you just heard me talk about how amazing funnels are and how well they can actually work, but I don't want to just tell you, I want to show you. So what I'm going to do right now is I'm going to give you a ClickFunnels account free for 14 days, just so you can see how amazing ClickFunnels is. And even better, I'm going to build you one funnel absolutely free. I'm going to build you a funnel so you can start generating leads and building your email list so you can better serve your audience. So all you have to do is head to info.rustechmedia.com/free funnel, and that's all yours. I can't wait to build your next funnel.